Kiwi, what's some of the things that players around the league have said this summer doubting Giants' accomplishments? Do you look at Wednesday night as a chance to make a statement to the rest of the league that you're picking up where you left off?
That's not what we're in it for. We're in it to, one, get a win and start the ball rolling on this next year. You know, everything that has or, you know, is being said about the, you know, about us last year, it's over. You know, I mean, we got a new goal, and that's getting back to the championship.
If you look at Tony Romo's history against the Giants, this team has sacked him 20 times. Mm-hmm. What's the amp, what's the intensity like when it's Cowboys, Giants, and especially him going against you guys in particular?
I think it's about as intense as it gets for a regular season game. Now we're talking about opening up the season, coming off of a good year for us. There's a lot of things that play into it, but you know, whenever you have a division rival, you know, a team that you know them, they know you. It's not about out scheming each other. It's about just playing hard football. So as a D lineman, we want to get after the quarterback. That's the best way to stop the play before it even gets rolling. And just a defensive player in general, we know you go out there and you hit him hard enough, you got a better chance.
Is there anything about the particulars of Tony Romo that has allowed you guys to get to him as much as you have?
It's just a point of emphasis because he's a mobile quarterback. He's a guy who extends plays and actually, can develop things a lot better on the run than most guys do. So it becomes a point of emphasis that we know we have to get to him faster because of his skills, extending plays.
When you're out there as a defending champion, Do you actually feel it? I mean, can you tell people are really geared up to play the Giants?
You feel it. You sense it. You hear it. People talk about it when they're out there on the field because, we know we've been in those situations too. You want to measure yourself up against the best. And so it doesn't matter where you're at in terms of win losses at whatever point in the season. If you get a chance at the defending champ, you're going
to
give it your best shot.
How special is it for you?
Say again?
What's the best way to handle it? And what's different about how you guys have to handle it?
Just be prepared for it. Know that we can't have any quarter lapses, any game lapses at all during the season because we know that it's going to come down to the smallest details at the end of the season.
How special is it for you guys to have played in the last nationally televised game, the Super Bowl, and then the first one of the next season?
Obviously it's something that we're proud about right here. But like I said, we're turning the page, we're on to the next one, and we're trying to get another championship.